From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and this is Rafter. Rafter is the music of Rafter Roberts, a San Diego producer, engineer, and musician. He's worked on records by Sufjan Stevens, Fiery Furnaces, Rockets from the Crypt. His fourth solo album is about to come out, and it's called Animal Feelings. This song, about his courtship and recent marriage, is called Fruit. The music of Rafter from a CD called Animal Feelings and a song called Fruit. Our next band is from Japan, a trio of women called Chatmonchi. They spell it as one word, C-H-A-T-M-O-N-C-H-I. M-O-N-C-H-Y, Chatmonchy. The name doesn't mean anything, but it's fun. And that might be true of their music, too. It's just delightful pop music from a band that's been around in many forms for the past decade. Only recently did they begin to sell a lot of records back in Japan. Chatmonchy's new record is being released soon here in the U.S. This song is called Yasashisha. The music of a Japanese trio known as Chatmonchy. Their album is called Kokuhanku, which translates as Confession. Terror Pigeon Dance Revolt described their music as Otis Redding meets Dan Deacon. And I certainly get the Dan Deacon part. They sound like a big communal party. But as far as Otis Redding goes, well, maybe that party's going on just inside their own heads. It doesn't matter, though. This is a band of sometimes 9 people from upstate New York, many from the State University Art School. Band members are prone to wearing stuffed animals sewn on their clothing or disco balls on their head, but just how many people are in Terror Pigeon Dance Revolt might be moot. In fact, in the end, the audience and the band all tend to blend together. It's easy to imagine that happening when you hear this song, which goes by the initials IOTDWYKIYHTBR, which stands for It's Okay to Know What You Know in Your Heart to Be Right. Pigeon Dance Revolt, the project of Neil Frid and friends. The album is called I Love You with an exclamation mark. I love you with an exclamation mark. And I'm in love with you, another exclamation mark. Have an awesome day, exclamation mark. Have the best day of your life, and yet another exclamation mark. The record comes out in early May. Terror Pigeon Dance Revolt. Passion Pit started out as a solo project from Michael Angelakis just 3 years ago, and now 140,000 sold albums later, the band is coming back home to a sold-out U.S. tour. Passion Pit released their one and only album last year. It's called Manners, and now that album's about to be reissued with some bonus tracks. One song on that reissue is a cover of the Irish rock band from the 90s called The Cranberries. This song is called Dreams. Passion Pit from the deluxe reissue of their one and only album called Manners. That's a cover song by the Cranberries called Dreams. Broken Social Scene are about to release their fourth record, and it's their first new album in 5 years. Broken Social Scene are more collective than band. Members can be found in other groups we've covered over the years on All Songs Considered, bands like Stars, Metric, Do Make Say Think, Land of Talk, The Weaker Thans, and of course, there are the well-known names in this band, including Kevin Drew, Leslie Feist, and Jason Collette. Forgiveness Rock Record is the name of this album, and it comes out on the 4th of May. This is my favorite song. It's the opening track. It's called World Sick, or World Sick. Thank you. Broken Social Scene. That's the opening track to their Forgiveness Rock record. The album comes out on May 4th. We have a number of live concert webcasts coming up. We can tell you about one for sure. From the 930 Club, we have the Freelance Whales and Shout Out Louds on May 2nd. You can hear all of our concerts live online and archived online as well, and also in the All Songs Considered live concert podcast. We've also started a new video podcast specifically for the Tiny Desk concerts. You can search the NPR site for those or try iTunes or your favorite podcast service. The Tiny Desk Concerts is a series at my desk of artists, usually three-song videos, with artists by the likes of Jacob Dylan, The Antlers, Fan Farlow, Andrew W.K., Kanon, Ralph Stanley, The Swell Season. We put new concerts online on Mondays. Subscribe to the podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts. And we end now with a cut from a new record from the father of Ethiopian jazz. Mulatu Astatke is known as a great vibraphonist, but also as a big band arranger and a composer. We played some of his music when he teamed up with the psychedelic jazz band the Heliocentrics last year. This record is more straight ahead, much more of a nice late-night jazz record than an adventure. The album's called Mulatu Steps Ahead, and the song is Mulatu's Mood. I'm Bob Boylan. Robin Hilton produces our show. Stephen Thompson edits. Our intern is Will Butler. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.